Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, they're coming up shortly, but you better give God some praise if you can hear this right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being alive. Amen. Y'all better praise Him in your own way. Amen. Thank you, Father, for everything. Amen. Praise His wonderful, wonderful name, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the network. Some quick updates or announcements. Hey, 347, call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I want you guys to text out. You've been texting out everything today. Text out that number to at least 10 people, 347-843-4559. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody on the planet needs prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we continue to pray for yourself and pray for your family. Yeah. Yep. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, going to bring you a quick scripture, ladies and gentlemen, from the book of Romans as well as we move forward. And we can't wait to hear Bishop's powerful prayer tonight on your behalf. We're just excited about what God is doing. Hey, that number, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Put that on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, so people can hear either the live prayer by Bishop or the rebroadcast, ladies and gentlemen, as well. The rebroadcast later on as well. All the prayer requests and all the prayer time with Bishop and Doc have been archived on the network. So you can go back. If you got any questions, just give me a holler about that. I will be glad to get you the link so you can listen to it over and over again. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word of God. I just want to thank God for His powerful and awesome Word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, for His Word will never cease, never cease. Amen. Hey, Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 13. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, but the righteous, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise, say not to thy heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? This is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. This is the part right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the part where every family should be talking about this right now in Jesus' name. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the God of the universe has really made it very simple. In your heart you must believe, for the heart of man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's right. Amen. Amen. We will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we continue here. Yeah. Praise God. Man. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, bless the reading and hearing of his wonderful, marvelous word. This is prayer time, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank Bishop and Doc for their time with us as well, sharing the word, sharing their wisdom and information as well. So if you would, in your hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we bring Bishop on. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time this evening. Bless you.
God bless you, Elijah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise your name for your word, because you watch it over your word to perform it. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing which you sent it. And Father God, you've sent your word tonight, God, to cast down every imagination. And God, we counsel every assignment and every attack of the enemy. And Father God, dethrone every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We dethrone it in the name of Jesus right now, the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of confusion. We just thrown it in the name of Jesus. We cast it under our feet in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement was on it. But with your stripes, we already healed. And Father, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, and we glorify you, God, that you have put your angels on us. And Father God, that you are casting down the imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and putting the captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you for your word. We counsel every assignment of the enemy right now, and we plead the blood as you dethrone his works, God. Dethrone his works of fear, the doubt, confusion. They're throwing his work to try to diffuse minds of people. They're throne his work, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit. Come against that spirit of fear. Come against that spirit of doubt. Come against that spirit of confusion. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood tonight, God, as we plead the blood. We call it so. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you for the healing, God, of the mind, the soul, the body, and the spirit. We thank you right now because you paid the price on Calvary. And Father God, you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then you would hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin and you would heal our land. We thank you for our lands being healed. We thank you for the bodies and souls of mind, the spirit of men being healed and being set free. Father, we thank you right now. We cancel that assignment of the enemy. It comes against our body, come against our family, come against our loved ones, come against our community, come against our neighborhood. Father God, we cancel that assignment of fear. We cancel that spirit of doubt. We cancel that spirit of confusion of God. We cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. And we speak victory. We speak a sound mind, because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God, our minds are sound. We thank you, God, as your protection of our families, protection of our children, protecting our neighborhoods, protecting our wives, our husbands. God, we thank you tonight as you bless families. United, God, in the name of Jesus, destroy every works of the enemy in the name of Jesus as we plead tonight. Father God, because no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, we call those things to be not as though they are. Our one word. We call it done now. We call it healing now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you paid the price for all of us to be set free. You paid the price. So Father God, and we praise you, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the soul hold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we praise you tonight because you are our King, you are our Deliverer, you are our Healer, you are our Peace, you are our Joy. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you tonight, God. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you, it's already done according to your word. We thank you, God, as you're healing those that have been attacked by the enemy. You're healing their minds in the name of Jesus. We dethrone every evil work of the enemy. We dethrone the work of the witchcraft, the voodoo work of the enemy. Oh, we dethrone it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we cast down that imagination. And Father God, we praise you for your word. You say, if my people, which are called by my name, one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000. The flight. We call it so together tonight. We stand in agreement with your word. We pray for the body of Christ. Father God, we pray for our nation, oh God. We pray for our city, the government. Oh God, we pray for our president. God, we pray for our leaders, oh God. We pray for the body of Christ. God, we pray for pastors tonight. Father God, we pray for families tonight. We pray for sons and daughters tonight. We pray, God, a special prayer that your miracle will be manifested in our lives. We thank you tonight, and we call it so. We thank you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, it's already done according to your word. We just stand and agree with you, God. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. We call it so tonight. We thank you. We clap our hands and we praise. We exalt. We lift our voice and we give you glory and honor, Father. We appreciate you, God. It's already done. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you unite families together, God. Make them one in the spirit. Make them one, God. And Father God, we come against every spirit that tried to destroy families. We come against every spirit that tried destroy the children, the men, the woman, the boy, the girl. We come against that spirit tonight. And Father God, we thank you for the word of God, because everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We give you praise and we clap you, give you glory and honor. We clap our hands. We open our mouth. We lift our hearts to you, Almighty God, and we give you thanks. We call it so tonight that God, as you continue to heal those that have been sick, God, those that have sugar diabetes, those that have cancer, those that have been attacked by COVID-19. God, we thank you, Lord. You paid the price for every disease. And God, we thank you, God, as you deliver them right now, God. You set them free in the name of Jesus, whom the seven set free is free indeed. Father God, we forever give you glory. No flesh shall receive in the glory, God, but it goes to you. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You look on that man, that boy, that girl, that child, God, that may not have a place called home, God. We pray for God as you open doors in this season in their lives. God, we thank you that you're turning things around for them, God. All things are working together for good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to his purpose. It's working together for the good for those that have been down, they're about to come up, Lord. We thank you, God. All things are working together for the good. Oh, God, I don't say the enemy meant it for evil, but God, you're going to work it out for our good. We thank you for it tonight. We praise you for it tonight. We glorify God in your name, God. You be glorified and the enemy be terrified in the name of Jesus. We come your soul called Father God, we praise you tonight that your angels encamp about it. We praise you tonight. The stuff of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We praise you tonight, God, for every miracle that you've already performed. We thank you, God, that man will get it off, oh God, off the ventilator. We thank you tonight that man is rising up off the bed. You're bringing them back to life. And Father, we thank you, God, those that have given up, God, that you're giving them a new change of heart, a new change of mind, a new change of spirit. And Father God, they are reaching now in and Father God, we thank you. We thank you for change. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord, making rich and add of no sorrow. We forever give you glory for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our homes, our food and clothing. But God, we ask you to look on those that are less fortunate than we are, may not have home, may not have a place to call home, may not have food to eat, that you will supply their needs in this season of life, God, that you will touch hearts, God. Continue to touch hearts so that we will reach out and we will give of our resources, we will give of ourselves, we will give time to you, God, that you will supply their needs. And God, that you continue to open doors as you've already done. You've always been on time. You've never been late for anything. And God, we know that this time is no different than any other, that you're going to bring us through these storms of life. And Father, we forever give you praise for it. The doors have already been opened. The lives have already been changed. The hearts have been opened, God, been broken, God. But that man that don't know you tonight, that were good, lift up this hand to the heels of which coming down here. And God, it is trusting you and know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above, all above that you can think or ask. And we call it so tonight. We thank you, God. One can put 1,000, but 10 can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement knowing, Jesus, you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Lords. You are the Savior of our soul. You are the present help in time of trouble. Jesus, you are the bread of life. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and all honor go to you, God. We praise you, God, as you test that man tonight, that woman tonight, that family tonight. Lord, as you look on America tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace, oh God. We praise you. And God, as you continue to dethrone, as you continue to dethrone every work of the enemy from the Gorasatalameco, dethrone that spirit of fear, dethrone that spirit of confusion, dethrone that spirit of not life, of God, of hatred and jealousy and unforgiving, and dethrone it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We'll draw water out of the well of salvation. And God, we know that you're able. You will and you will. You would do it today. You would do it already. You've already done it, God. We call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll ever give you glory for it as you continue to bless those that have lost loved ones during this time. Those Caesar, God, strengthen those that God, in the name of your families, God, have lost loved ones, but they're going home to be in the Lord, God. The Bible, the word of God said, the after for the body to be present with Almighty God. God, we look forward to see you face to face. We look forward to be in your presence forever, God. We thank you, and we forever magnify you for your goodness. We praise you. God, we thank you, God. We glorify you. God, your will be done in the earth as it is in the heavens. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in the earth realm. Thy will be done, God. We thank you for it. During this season, protect your people, God. Protect them from danger. Protect them, God, from accidents. Protect them, God, as they travel over the highway. Protect them from COVID-19, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We, God, we ask you to protect them from all whatever may come up on this earth. Know that you've got to protect them. You've got us covered under your blood. We thank you, Lord. But let us be ready, God. Let us keep our eyes open, our ears tuned to your word. We, God, keep them with a pure heart, a clean mind. And, Father, we forever give you glory. And all praise shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw on the network. And we just thank God for Bishop praying for you, ladies and gentlemen. Just pray for you. Pray for our families, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for our neighbors. He prayed for our city, our county, ladies and gentlemen, our state, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and around the globe. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the Lord another hand clap of praise for the man of God who just prayed for all of us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Dr. Crenshaw here in a second, but I also want to let you know if you do have a prayer request, we'll take those after Dr. Crenshaw finishes talking as well and after the presentation here as well. But we do like to make sure I don't miss anybody on the prayer request tonight. Hit star one on your phone if you do have a specific prayer request, and we'll open up those lines before we close out tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you, Doc. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and all the hearers that are on the line tonight, and those of you that will listen later. I just want to encourage those that are listening from the book of Isaiah, the 57th chapter, as we know that we should be encouraged tonight. And know that God is yet with us. He's yet moving by his spirit. He's yet a healer. He's yet a deliverer. We also know that many are going home to be with the Lord. But we know that God is yet sovereign, and he's in charge. So those of you that are listening, as we pray for families who have lost loved ones, particularly during this particular season, praise God. And some of us may not even understand or be able to comprehend what's going on in the realm of the spirit. But I want to encourage you from a scripture in Isaiah 57:1. It says, the righteous perishes, or should I say the righteous die, and no man lays it to their heart. And devout men are taken away, not understanding that the righteous are being taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into his peace. They shall rest in their beds. The word of the Lord, the prophet Isaiah, is encouraging us. We may not understand what God is doing. When loved ones and those that are generals and pioneers are going on to be with the Lord. But prophetically, Isaiah is saying here that the Lord is allowing them to be taken away so that they can be removed from the evil to come. We can shout tonight that the Lord knows just how much we can bear. And he knows how to position us that we may be able to complete our kingdom assignment. And then the Lord said, it is your time to be taken into eternal life. Courage tonight. But we want to take the next 5 minutes and listen to a most prolific, profound, anointed voice of Bishop Iona Lau that just transitioned to go home to be with the Lord. She was a powerful woman of God. She preached the word of God flat-footed. Amen. Praise the Lord. She preached the righteousness and the holiness of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's touched the lives of many. Many of you may know of her. Some of you may not. But we're going to take the next 5 minutes and just listen to one of her last prophetic proclamations to the body of Christ. I want you to listen very carefully as she spoke to the body of Christ just a few months ago before her transition this past 2 days. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
And if we praise him, I'm of the Lord Jesus, to him that smote the Egyptians, to him who brought Israel out of the midst of the depths of their crucifying and their crucible of tests, for his mercy endureth forever. Who him who divided the Red Sea, because his mercy endureth forever. For him who caused him to pass through the midst of the sea, for his mercy endureth forever. He overthrew Pharaoh. He can overthrow coronavirus. Saints, you have the power. Sing, sing to the Lord. Praise, praise the Lord. Worship the God Almighty. His mercy endureth forever. He stretched out his hands across the floods. His mercy endureth forever. Look what he's done in your house and tell him, I'm going to praise you because your mercy endureth forever. I still got a roof over my head because your mercy endureth forever. I still got health in my body because your mercy endureth forever. I still got my children, my family around about me because your mercy endureth forever. Because his mercy endureth forever. Forgiveness, saints, to him who led the people through the wilderness, for him who has smote the great kings, for him who smote famous kings. This king that's riding the globe now wants to be famous, but he'll be upset, overturned, and pulled down because the saints will apply themselves. Sing, children, sing, sing praises. Those of you that play instruments, sing vocally, get on the line and sing songs because his mercy endureth forever. Play your instruments because his mercy endureth forever. What great God we have. Clap your hands, dance and sing before the Lord. Praise him, lift him, exalt him, extol him. He's good and his mercy endureth forever. Sainted body of the Lord. And then God said, I'll set ambush. What I will do, I will set that thing up, and I will literally expiate. I will destroy. I will eradicate. I will abolish. I will vanquish. I will overturn. I will do in. I will draw out. I will bind. I will cast out. I will cast down. Excuse me, saints. He will stretch out his hand and do what he said he will do. Has God ever lied? 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 Has God ever failed? Has he ever failed? Saints, has he ever failed? Has God ever failed? Has he ever drew back? Is God a coward? Is God afraid? Is God afraid of this enemy? Absolutely not. God wants to hear from his children. I know you're talking to him. I know you love him. But I want you to know how much he loves you. I want you to know he loves you. And stretch out your song. And stretch out your praise. And give God all the praise and all the glory. All the glory and the praise belongs to our God. He is Abba, Father. Now, those of you that are listening that are backsliders, you come home. We need you. You get out of that thicket and you come home. Get out of that and you come home. We need you and we still love you. How can we not love you? We've fallen 1,000 times ourselves and we reconcile you back to the body of Christ and we embrace you. Now, those of you that do not know him in the pardoning of your sins, I ask you to now come. Come to Jesus right now and repent of your sins and declare and receive him as Lord and Savior. Tell the Lord now, I want you to be my Savior. I repent of my sins. I want you to be Lord of my life, not just for now, but for the rest of my life. Lead me and show me how to live holy, and I'll surrender my life for you ever, my life to you forever and ever. Just a moment in a rhema from God. Just a moment and a rhema from God for the sainted body of the believers. I'm giving you only what God said give, and I'm stepping away, and I'm going back into prayer. I love you, but I want you to know everywhere you are, God is with you. If we'll obey this, and I know we will, we already got the victory. We already got the victory. Love you. Call my name out. I'm calling out your name every day. Every day. Praying for the saints. I love you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that was the voice of Bishop Lona Locke, ladies and gentlemen, prophetic declaration and last words that was aired on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, December 18th, 2020. You're going to give God some praise before we give it back over to Bishop. Y'all better give God some praise for that word. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. She's in the presence of the Lord. Amen. She left us a powerful word. Bishop, back to you. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless. We thank God for those expression word of expression, and we thank God for what He's done, what He's doing in the earth realm through the body of Christ. As we continue to hold one another up in prayer, thank God for the word of expression from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We praise God for her. And what God is doing is continuing to do great and marvelous things in our lives as we continue to hold fast to the promises of God. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not quit. Know that God is on your side. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And He's going to work it out for your good. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Have Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, sir, Bishop. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I say have a wonderful time during these holiday season as you continue to to seek the face of God and ask God to protect you during this hour. And show somebody else some love. Show somebody else that you are concerned about them, that God is the reason for this season. And you be blessed, and we love you so much.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. And we receive it, ladies and gentlemen. I receive it for my family in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, Bishop. Merry Christmas to everybody as well out there. We're just excited. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc. And the powerful word came forth today, both through prayer and Bishop Locke via the recording. Powerful, 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 powerful. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it's enough been said. I think you have some great information. I want you guys to listen to this over and over again so it gets into your mind, your soul, and your spirit and help you move forward. We just want to encourage you to stay in the things of God. Amen. That's what it's all about in Jesus' mighty name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on out. I think we heard the word, right? We're going to drop the mic here on you right now. We're going to drop the mic and just keep it moving. As Dr. Crenshaw said, just keep it moving. God bless you. All right. Hey, have a great week coming up. We want you to have a productive, powerful week. We want you to take charge of the week. And I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening as well. And let somebody know you love them. Remember, always out love, out forgive, and out pray for each other. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Bye-bye.